Chapter 2. Tommy. Of what passed between Tommy and Vince, and of how it led to second thoughts on the propriety of discharging fluids on an effigy of said singer. Our attitude was, fuck Vince, dude. He was lazy, he didn't care, he didn't contribute to Motley Crue, and he had no fucking respect for any of us. He became a punching bag, united against motherfucking Vince. We even put a picture of him on the back of the toilet, dude, so that when we went to the bathroom, we could piss on his face. But the bottom line was that Vince never put us down when he left the band. We put Vince down. So, which of us was the asshole? I didn't talk to Vince for 3 years, 6 months and 6 days after he left, until I heard that his daughter, Skylar, had slipped into a coma and died. That night, I called him at home. His voice wasn't even recognizable as the Vince I knew. He sobbed, babbled, and hurled abuse at himself for an hour or more over the phone. It was all bad. That's against the laws, man, he kept screaming, bashing the phone against something. It's against the rules of the universe. I couldn't understand a single thing in his crazy talk other than the fact that the guy was in extreme pain and had probably crawled inside a bottle to hide. I don't know how he ever made it through that and managed to become a human being again. I don't think he even remembers me calling.